Fear is the enemy, short story by Belmont. Fear is your loud enemy, kill it quietly. I'm still scared. I want to escape from fear. I'm still dreaming. I don't want to escape the dream. The reason I keep dreaming is that my fear will never go away. I am afraid. I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid while I'm dreaming. I am afraid that fear will destroy my dream. I hope the dream will lose the fear. My friend and mentor Brian asked me for an honest short story of my life, my reality. The sad and painful truth that I don't talk about is reality. Seldom. I hate her so much that it drives me crazy. Reality is painful. Worse than any natural or invented disease. You live too much in your head, Demian, a lady once told me. Don't they all live? I answered. People often tell me I prefer to live in my head full of unpredictable true fantasy than in false reality. The painful reality. I am safe there and maybe sometimes I know how to be happy. There I have no worries and frequent disappointments as there are. In reality, there is depression, anxiety, fear, and evil that is slowly destroying us all. My generation is waging psychological warfare. The most dangerous war ever fought. A war with oneself. The war against oneself. We all struggle with ourselves every day. We destroy ourselves and create something new. You are a product that should work perfectly, something to be perfect in the fields of infinite imperfection. I am afraid. I'm scared even as I write this. I'm afraid I'm going to die. I'm afraid that the disease will one day overcome me. I'm afraid I'll never write and publish a book again. I'm afraid to fall in love. I'm afraid I'll never escape the neighborhood I live in. I fear I will never truly live this life. I'm afraid of everything, Brian. I'm afraid that this fear will destroy me someday. I hope you understand me more than all the useless idiots I know. Idiots whose existence is pointless. From our conversations, I realize that you two have passed through the black gardens of hell. But are you sleeping peacefully in heaven now?